The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The giant asteroid that slammed into Earth 65 million years ago might have marked the beginning of the end for the dinosaurs, but it was a mere speed bump in the evolution of modern mammals. That's the conclusion of the new landmark study which maps the evolutionary relationships among nearly all mammals alive today. This challenges a popular claim that the dinosaurs' demise was what allowed the ancestors of modern mammals to stop cowering in the shadows of terrible lizards and flourish. These new findings suggest mammals had already begun to diversify long before the asteroid-linked extinction event 65 million years ago that killed non-avian dinosaurs. The study reveals two major spikes in the otherwise steady evolution of modern mammals, both of which appear to be independent of the dino wipeout. One occurred around 93 million years ago, when the major divisions of living mammals, placentals, marsupials, and monotremes, such as the platypus, began to appear. The second evolutionary spike in modern mammalian history didn't occur until about 10 to 15 million years after the dinosaurs' demise, around the start of the Eocene era. This was the mammalian golden age, when the preponderance of mammals, especially the ancestors of today's groups, really took off.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.